Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. I hope you have been having a great week. Welcome back to the show. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show, man. Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. Back again with another episode. What I usually do, I usually drop two podcast episodes a week. Well, we're getting towards the end of the year, so we're heading towards the end of season four. Yes, sir. Season four, and I'll be finishing off on November 30th. That'll be it for this year and for this season. And then we'll be back in January. I'll give you an official date as we get closer and closer to the season finale of Sana IE. But for everybody else, you hear it first. So I've been knowing this season been the longest season, and I'm really grateful for it. From where I've started all the way to now, we like 24 episodes in. I believe this is episode 24. Gotta look at the stats, look at the papers. But I'm really grateful for this whole season in general. And like I said, it's just episode 24 and we're going to November 30th. So with that being said, welcome to Sana IE. Let's get on with today's show. I got a few quotes for y'all for the day. I got few topics. The first one is 5 steps to help you break free. The second one is steps to starting your own business. And the third one is hidden costs of a business. And I was like, yo, I know with the entrepreneur, still in the entrepreneur season. And with that being said, I wanted to get back to it. Last few episodes, I've been discussing me, myself, and I, as well. Well, as us, speaking as a broad audience, but speaking on us and getting ourselves together and our outer circles together to where we're, I want to say, in the right state to start a business, create a business, and start that entrepreneurial journey. Because within that journey, you have to have that mental strength and that resilience and know that there will be bad times. There will be hard days. Know that you're making financial risks, financial sacrifices. You're making sacrifices overall, being an entrepreneur, starting a business, and doing that journey. So with that being said, I wanted to discuss in the past episodes, getting yourself right mentally, as well as physically, and just being right and ready and prepared for that journey. I know we deep into the season, but it's always starts with your mental before you do anything. How you perceive yourself, how you see yourself, your self-image, things you tell yourself on a constant daily basis, because negative thoughts creep in, especially during this whole year of COVID, how COVID hit in, and the whole year started in flux, I want to say, but now it's gradually getting better, but it's still, I know there's still them times, rough times and hard times, and having that mental strength and that resilience is what the last few episodes have been about. Checking with yourself, creating your goals, steps, being prepared and preparing yourself for this 2021 leap and this journey, because it's a new chapter that you're about to start. So once again, let's get on with the close of the day, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I just want to do a little speaking and preaching this morning. First quote of the day is, there are no regrets in life, just lessons. There are no regrets in life, just lessons. Whatever chapter of your life you're on right now, appreciate the past. Be grateful that the past happened. Be grateful for everything that's happened up to this point. Have no regrets. Life happens for a reason. Life happens for us, not to us. So be grateful for everything and appreciate everything that you've been through, your upbringing, because it created who you are today. It put you in the position you are right now. So have no regrets. Just live life. Just lessons. It's all lessons. And we're always learning, constantly learning on a daily basis. So always be open to learning and not regretting. Once again, the quote is, there are no regrets in life, just lessons. my second quote is, you are not designed for everyone to like you. I laugh because I'm going to read that again. You're not designed for everyone to like you. You're not designed for everyone to like you. We're always looking for the world's approval of who we are. We want them likes on Instagram, the likes on Facebook, the comments, the just to be appreciated from other people. And it's like, no, we're not designed for that. You're designed to appreciate and love yourself, who you are. You should always be your biggest fan. And not trying to be designed to like and appreciate somebody else or somebody else to appreciate you. Once you appreciate yourself, love yourself, and show that, that'll bring everybody else in to, that'll bring the right ones in to appreciate you if they aren't appreciating you already. So you're not designed for anyone to like you. You're designed for you to love yourself. And I'll be right back with Sana Ali. Next, the first topic up for discussion is 5 steps to help you break free. The first thing will be consciously lowering the impossible standards you've set on yourself. Why do we put limitations on ourselves? Why do we tell ourselves we can't do this, or we can't do that, or this is not meant for us, or is something meant for us, instead of embracing and knowing that, yo, this is meant for me, and I'm supposed to be blessed with this for a reason. I put my work in, I did my due diligence, and I'm here to reap my blessings. So, consciously lowering those impossible standards you set on yourself, we gotta let that go. You gotta break free of that, because it's like, what are we setting them standards on ourselves for? You can do anything that you want if you put your mind to it. So once you doubt yourself, you're putting yourselves 10 steps back instead of 10 steps forward. So breaking free out of that constant I can't mindset, or it's not for me mindset, or limiting yourself, putting them limitations on yourself, that helps nobody. You're trying to progress, not regress. So consciously lowering the impossible standards you've set on yourself, break free of that. The next one is, break down the items on your to-do list into small size tasks. What do you have to get done this week or next week? This week's already over. What do you got to get done next week? What do you got to get done before the month is over? Is there a purchase that you have to do? Or do you have to save up because Christmas is around the corner? What tasks do you have to get accomplished this month? Thanksgiving is the 26th. I know that's coming around. Then Black Friday is right after that. That's big money saving holidays that's coming up. So whatever you have to do, do the small task now. Maybe you have to get a little side hustle, a second job, or start saving more than you usually save. But break down that into a smaller task so you can see how you can accomplish that. Number 3 is find an accountability partner who can help you stay motivated and feel supported. Think about somebody in your life right now who will hold you accountable and call you out on your shit. And ask them to hold you accountable for anything that you set on yourself, any goals that you have for yourself, any standards that you set for yourself, any new values that you set on yourself, any discipline tasks that you set on yourself, anything. Find that accountability partner. I believe we all have someone like that in our lives. And if we don't, we can always find that person. If you don't have that person in your life, you can always reach out to me and I'll be that person for you. But we all should have an accountability partner to hold us accountable and call us out on our shit. Because if we don't have those people in our lives, we'll just go on through lives, just strolling through without getting checked. So have that accountability partner in your life to hold you accountable and call you out on your shit. The next one is practice saying no. You can't do it all. Learn saying no. You can't always say yes, 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 yes to other people that always want from you, taking from you, taking from your energy. There's takers and you're a giver. You can't always be a giver. Sometimes you got to put your foot down and say, no, I can't do that. You'll feel more energized. You'll feel more free because you're breaking free of always saying yes to people. Once you start saying no, of course they'll be like, oh, you changed or something of that case. But it's like you're saying no for your benefit, for yourself, for I, for me. So don't be afraid to say no. Practice saying no. The next one is listen to your mind and body and take breaks when you need to. Take them breaks. Your body and your mind will tell you when you need to break, calm down, and regress from what you're doing. Because we all get stressed out. We all get burnt out. But taking them breaks over time, taking a vacation or taking the breaks throughout the day, giving yourself the 15 minute breaks, taking a walk, getting some water, getting something to get your energy back, recharge, something that recharges you, take that break. Your mind and body will tell you when you need that break. Don't try to fight against it. Sit down and be like, all right, I'll take a break. It's helping you out so you can feel more energized throughout the day. Instead of at the end of the day, when it gets 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you're like, your energy's depleted. You're so tired because you burnt out. You overworked yourself when your body was telling you, hey, yo, look at me. I need a break. And you're like, nah, keep going. No, take that break. It's telling you that for a reason. But I'll be right back with Sana. Next topic for discussion is steps to starting your own business. I feel like this day and age, 2020, headed to 2021, this is like the best time to start a business, especially me. I know I'm gonna start like 3 to 4 businesses next year, but right now I'm just working on one and getting through that as well as the learning curve with that. So that's why I'm like, I think other people should start a business, and I think people want to start a business, but they don't know where to start on how to start a business. Because there's always these loops and holes that you got to get through. And it's like, if you want to start a business, I was like, let me see if I can research some steps and see what do you have to do to start a business, or what do you have to analyze and see what do you have to start to start a business. So the first one I came across was personal evaluation. Why do you want to start a business? Ask yourself that. Then, okay. Ask yourself, are you going to be passionate about that business, or is there a passion that you can pursue that'll turn into a business? Are you a writer, which can turn into a blogger? Are you a photographer, which can turn into a business? Are you a videographer? Are you a graphic designer? Are you a teacher? You can become a tutor and start your own tutoring company. Or a graduate of high school getting a bachelor's degree and turning you got that degree in into a business. So why do you want to start a business is the first question. And asking yourself, are you passionate? Like I said, are you passionate about it? Is it passion driven, or you just want to start a business to get for the money aspect of it? Or you want to start it because you want to be free, get that financial freedom as well as time freedom, to where you're not working for somebody else. You're not doing the 9-to-5, stuck in the rat race, where you have schedule out your own day. You are your own boss. So you gotta evaluate the whole situation, or maybe it's a different reason why you wanna start a business. I wanna start a business to help my family out. To build generational wealth. There's many reasons probably why you wanna start a business, but evaluate the whole thing. Evaluate yourself. Number two is analyze the industry. Who will your product service? Who are your product service? Are you making toys? Are you making beauty products? Are you making clothes? Who is the demographic you're trying to reach with your product? Are you trying to help out the elderly? Are you trying to help out people with mental issues? Are you trying to be a personal trainer? Things like that. Analyze the industry. Who will your product service? As well as who would be your competitors? Who are you competing against? Who's the competition out there? What are they doing? Analyzing how they're doing things so you can take that game and use it to your benefit? And how much will you need to start? What is the startup that you need to start and fund your business right now? Analyze, calculate all the costs that you will need to start this business. It's more than just money. It's about sacrifices too that you have to make. Time sacrifices, family sacrifices, sacrificing things that you want to do, going out, staying in. Like, you'll make sacrifices on this journey, but calculate how much you would need to start. Number three, make it legal. Name your business and register it. Find out if the name is already taken. If it is, come up with a different name, but then go register that name. Next thing would be, you get the proper business license and permits and check into your insurance needs. Get the business license, get the permits that you need. Maybe you want to just do an online business to where you don't need no business permits or anything like that right now. But make sure you name your business and register it and get the ball rolling. Number four is write up a business plan. Define your strategy, tactics, and specific activities for execution, including key dates, deadlines, budgets, and cash flow. Writing out that business plan is like a plan for the business. Self-explanatory. How do you want your business to go? How you want to operate? The money that's coming in, the budget that you need, the money that you need to spend, the activities, the deadlines, the cash flow, the key dates, all that stuff you have to calculate and analyze within your business plan. So write out that business plan that you want to do for your business. How do you want your business to be? Write that into fruition, speaking into existence. Number five, get financed. Most small businesses usually begin with private financing from credit cards, personal loans, or help from family. Figure out, like I said, check out your budget, figure out what you need to start, and see who will help you out. Always start with family. Family is always more giving than other people. Some family members aren't, but some people will invest in your dreams and your ideas. All you have to do is ask versus thinking, oh, they won't help me. No sometimes means yes, because the next person may say yes to you. So get used to people saying no and embrace that no, because the ones who don't invest in you now will look back like, damn, I should have invested in them then because I would have had a percentage of the company or a stock in the company. But that's their own fault. So believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, but also get financed and see who can help you out to get your business up and running. Or maybe you have some money saved up in itself to where you can finance yourself. The next one is set up shop. Find a location, either physical location or virtual location. These days, I know most things are done online. So the online is like the best thing to start, then venture out to a brick and mortar type business. So with that being said, find a location, like I said, physical or virtual. Your inventory. What inventory do you need for your business? Find that inventory, as well as set up prices. And the last one is trial and error. Expect mistakes, be open-minded and creative, and adapt. Look for opportunities. The learning curve, there's always a learning curve with the business. Embrace the learning curve, embrace the trial and error, and you'll be all right. And those are some of the steps that I found to starting your own business. And I'll be right back with the next topic on Sauna IV. And my next topic up for discussion is hidden costs of a business. I discuss how to start a business and some of the steps on starting it and some of the things you got to analyze, the personal valuation. You got to get financed, get educated on what you're doing, write out a business plan, make it legal. But for all that to happen, there are costs on creating a business, starting a business. So that's why when I said get financed, because the hidden cost of a business, number one, is like permits, licenses, and dues. You got to find out what permits you need for your business to operate, as well as licenses, and what dues do you have to pay within that timely manner. Because that's number one, because you have to get that all that solidified before you even start your business and get your business up and operating, unless it's an online business or something in that case. Number two would be office space and utilities. That's if you're doing a brick and mortar or you're doing a virtual online. The office space, as well as not office space, but website, web designers, graphic designers, logos, and stuff like that, you have to calculate in instead of office space and utilities. Number three, equipment and maintenance. What equipment do you need for your business to operate and stay steady? Is that hitting costs too, so that you have to calculate in, as well as employees and benefits? I'm pretty sure you're starting off by yourself unless you got employees. You got to calculate that in. That's a hidden cost too. And the benefits you will eventually have. Especially if you're talking in business and you want your business to be long-term, you'll eventually have to calculate when you bring employees on one by one. You got to calculate how much you're putting them on payroll for, as well as the benefits you're giving out towards them, the medical benefits and things of that case, as well as insurance. You need insurance for your company. Number six, the payment delays is a hidden cost, because sometimes there will be delays with payments, not on your behalf, but with other people. There'll probably be delays with suppliers, customers, things like that. So you got to calculate that in as a hidden cost of the business, as well as time. You'll dedicate and sacrifice so much time to this business that 10 years will go by and you look back and it feels like it's only been 10 months, 10 days. But that's just knowing you got to put your head down and know that it's going to cost you time to create and build your business. That it's not going to happen overnight. Some may happen overnight, but you won't appreciate it as well as such, because it happened overnight. So calculate the time that it's going to cost you to start the business, as well as the professional services you need. I talk about graphic designers. Sometimes you may need a contractor, promoters, a street team, photographers, videographers, something of that case, maybe social media growth people. So calculate that in, as well as your credit card fees, if you're using a credit card to start your business, and the fees that'll calculate up with that business. So those right there are some of the hidden costs that I came across when I was researching of a business. And that's what I want you just to put in retrospect and think about if you're starting a business yourself, and just knowing the hidden costs, knowing what you're getting yourself into, and knowing what you have to calculate. And that'll be that. Damn, it's in the end of the show, man. I'm going to be right back with Son of I. And now we hit to the recap of the show. My quotes of the day. There are no regrets in life, just lessons. My next quote is, you are not designed for everyone to like you. You aren't, man. Stop looking for that approval from everybody else. Approve yourself. We discussed breaking free, the topics of breaking free and helping, really breaking free. Freeing yourself, freeing your mind, freeing your body from the prisons that we put ourselves in, the mental prisons, the physical prisons, the limitations that we put on ourselves. So number one was consciously lowering the impossible standards you've set on yourself, the limitations. You got to stop that. Number two was break down the items on your to-do list into small size tasks. Number three is find an accountability partner who can help you stay motivated and feel supported and will hold you on your shit. Number four, practice saying no. Can't do it all. Number five is listen to your mind and your body to take breaks when you need to. You can't always overwork yourself. I know that personally for myself. Then we jump to starting your own business. Number one was personal evaluation. Why do you want to start a business? Ask yourself that. Write that down and write down at least five answers to why. Number two is analyzing the industry. Who are you selling your product to? What is the competition looking like? Number three is making it legal. Name your business. See if your business name is out there and free to is not used. Register it and then do the proper business. Get the proper licenses and permits and start your business. Write down your business plan as the next step. Define your strategy, tactics, and specific activities for execution, including key dates, deadlines, budgets, and cash flow. Number 5, get finance. Most small businesses usually begin with private financing from credit cards, personal loans, or help from family. Look for that finance and see who can finance you, or maybe you have to get another side hustle, a second job, or something to finance your business as it gets off the ground. Number 6, set up shop. Find a location. Are you going to be a brick and mortar business, or are you going to be virtual? Buy your inventory and set your prices. Number 7, there's always trial and error. There's always trial and error. Accept your mistakes. Be open-minded. Be flexible. Be willing to change and adapt to the business that you're in. Don't stay firm and concrete on what you want to do. Like, I've been doing this, so-and-so. No, you got to be flexible and be open and being creative and open-minded to the situation that you're in. There's always going to be failures and there's always going to be successes. You got to learn from both of them and keep going. There's always going to be trial and error. Don't be so firm on what you want to do. Be open-minded to new ideas, being creative, and just adapt. Adapt. Always be willing to adapt to the situation, adapt to the circumstances, adapt to the business that you're in, as well as looking for opportunities. Opportunities are out there. There's opportunities out there every day. You just got to find them. Sometimes they'll come to you, and sometimes you got to go to them. Then we discuss the hidden costs of a business. Number 1 was permits, licenses, and dues. Number 2 is office space and utilities. Number 3, equipment and maintenance. Number 4, employees and benefits. Number 5, insurance. Number 6 was payment delays. Number 7 was time. Number 8 was professional services. And number 9 was credit card fees. And y'all just got to calculate for all that. I hope this episode helped you out. Share this with a friend. Send it to a friend. Like, subscribe to the show. Let me know what y'all think. Leave a review. If you listen on Apple Podcasts right now, leave a review at the bottom of the podcast platform. Leave a review. Let me know what you think. 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. Whatever you think of the show. Whatever you think of the recent shows. And if this is your first time listening, I appreciate you sticking around on the episode, listening to this show. I hope this episode brought value to you and helped you out in some type of way in your life, either where it's business, life, or family. I appreciate y'all tuning in. On the next show, I'm going to be discussing 6 things mentally strong people do creating a business online. So now, this is all, if you wanted to start a business online, check out the next show. It's coming up, and I'm going to be discussing online businesses as well as why small wins matter. But I'm going to leave y'all with this. Shift the focus of your mind so that you can begin looking for the positive things in your life. This helps you take control over your perspective. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all have a good day. I'll be right back. It's Sana IE. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in for today's show, man. If you really like the show and want to help me out, I'll greatly appreciate it if you just share this with a friend, share this with a coworker, share this with a family member, just share the show, subscribe to the show, as well as leaving 5-star reviews for the show so we can get more recognized and more notoriety for the show. Man, I appreciate y'all tuning in every day, every week. And without you guys, this show is impossible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate y'all. And we're going to keep on rocking. Be back with y'all next week with Sana IE.